Shalom Aleichem Rabotai. These are the Mishnayot for Shabbat Ha'azinu. We are in the fourth parak of Chala, learning Mishnayot Hey and Vav today. So Mishnah Hey is a bit of a continuation of yesterday's learning. We talked about separating from one kav. Now, one kav is not chayiv in Chala. You need 5/4 of a kav. But if he did, Rabbi Kiva said it was valid b'di'evit. So here Mishnah Hey, Shnei Komin, Shnitla Chalato Zei, Bifnei Atzmo, Vishozei, Bifnei Atzmo. You had two separate doughs, one kav each. So really, you don't have to separate challah. But what he did, he separated challah from this one and a challah from that one separately. And then, Hazar, the Asan Isa Achat, he combined both of them. So now the total volume is two kav. So it's certainly chayev and challah. Rabbi Akiva Poter. Rabbi Akiva says it's Poter from separating challah on the combined dough. Why? Because he already separated a challah from each kav separately. Rabbi Akiva held in Mishnah Dalit that that's challah b'di'evid. It's not gishmak, but it works as a valid challah. V'chachamim chayvin, but the chachamim say he still has to separate challah because those original challah he separated when it was only a one kav dough is not a valid challah, even b'di'evid. The Mishnah concludes, Nimsa Chumro Kulo. It turns out his Chumra, Rabbi Kiva's Chumra, that we treat the Chala separated from a one kav dough as Chala b'di'evid, is Kulo, is also a Kula, that in the case where they later combine them, he wouldn't have to separate Chala from the larger dough. And the Barner says, we do not pass in Rabbi Akiva in these cases. Mishnah Vav, No-till Adam Kedei Chala, a man is allowed to separate challah from a dough that has not had challah separated yet. But what's he going to do with this dough? La asota b'tahara, keep it tahar, liot mafrish alecha, and use it as the challah for other doughs. He's mafrish alecha cholech, and it's going challah demai achetisrach. He's using it as the challah for demai. Now, demai, we've seen before, we had a whole masecheta about demai, and it's a suffix if it's been separated yet. So if he has doughs that are suffix, if they need to take challah, he can set aside some challah and use it as the portion to be separating on doughs that maybe they need, maybe they don't need. And he can use it, achu tisrach, until it starts to get, you know, a little moldy and people aren't going to eat it anymore, and then it's not going to be a valid challah anymore. Now, the Mishnah explains how this is possible. Shechalat demai nitelet minatahor alatame, that you can separate from something tahor to exempt something tame if that tame dough, it's a demai, in a sense it's a suffix if you need to take challah or not. Vishalom in a mukaf, and it doesn't have to be touching. We've seen before in last parak, usually challah should be touching somehow. If you're separating challah from one thing onto another, they should be adjacent at least, according to Rabbi Eliezer, if not touching, according to the Chachamim. But by demai, there's a suffix if you actually need to take the challah, so they let you get away with this leniency of separating lo min ha-mukaf and separating from something tahor to exempt something tame, even though we normally don't do it, but by demai, we are makel. Shkoyach Rabotai, Shabbat Shalom, good Shabbos.